Yeah, you know, we are so excited because we have a two-day event composed of many different elements. The first is on Friday, this Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. in our council house. And for those of you who haven't been to Stratford, our council house is a reconstruction of an 18th century Anglican church on our grounds. It's a lovely venue to come and listen to Dr. John A. Ragosta give his talk. And I'm really excited about this talk. John's an old friend of Stratford, an excellent historian and scholar. But I think, you know, his topic, when we were talking about, John, we'd like you to come down, do something for us on Friday. And he said, yeah, he sent me a couple ideas. I said, John, I need a really sexy title. I need something that's going to bring the people in. And he wrote me back and he said, how about this? Learning to Deal with Dissent. And I thought, man, there's a great title. And
it
I tell
fits.
You what, I mean, right? In this day and age, we could all use a little instruction about how to deal with, how to handle, how to coexist with people who disagree with us. So it's titled Learning to Deal with Dissent, The New Nation in Crisis, 1798 to 1799. So basically, he's going to tell us about how Patrick Henry learned to deal with people he disagreed with and how he kind of subordinated his own private opinions in order to do something for the good of the people. And I'm really excited about that topic. Patrick Henry's a great thing to be interested in, obviously, for commemorations of the 250th. So John's going to come down. By the way, John has also written a fantastic book about, if you're interested in the topic of religion in the Revolution, then John's book, his book, Religious Freedom, Jefferson's Legacy, America's Creed, or Wellspring of Liberty, How Virginia's Religious Dissenters Helped with the American Revolution. Those books are fantastic as well. I highly recommend those. But for this Friday, we're going to be talking about lessons from the founders on how we deal with people that we disagree with. So that's Friday, 6:30 p.m. in our council house. Everyone should certainly get out for that. And then, as you mentioned, we have events on the following day, beginning at 9:30 a.m. This is Saturday, the 4th, 9:30 a.m. There's going to be a behind-the-curtains tour of the Memorial House at the George Washington Birthplace National Monument. That's free of charge. That's exciting. And then at 11 a.m., Stratford's going to host a preservation-focused tour of its great house with our very own Director of Preservation, Phil Mark. And for the, you know, for people who are interested in the historic preservation of some of these houses that we have across Virginia, this is the kind of thing that you'll want to attend. There's a $15 fee, which is less than we usually charge for this, but there's a $15 fee to join the tour with Phil and several others who are going to be going through our great house and talking about sort of preservation focused aspects of, you know, this amazing house that was built sometime around 1738, 1739. So that's 11 a.m. And then the kind of the big wind up for the day is, you know, Ted, and I don't know if you do this. I do this. I mean, I'm sitting at home. I'm kind of scrolling through my phone. I've got a Google feed and, you know, the various things pop up about, you know, historians discover this, archaeologists discover that.
Sure.
And yeah, right. I mean, that happens. And so we decided that we're going to create a kind of panel where we talk about recent local cutting edge discoveries in history and archaeology in the Northern Neck. And so you'll have opportunity to come and we know we don't want to overburden people with, you know, heavy academic talks. So what we've got are 20-minute presentations from scholars, experts in their field about what they're doing, what they've been doing in the Northern Neck, what they've been finding. What are some of the exciting new things that we're going to be able to learn about in the coming years as these scholars produce their research? And so we've got Carrie Gonzalez from George Washington Birthplace National Monument, Sarah Rivers Coalfield from the Maryland Archaeological Conservation Lab, Connie Rosemont, who's the executive director of Monokin, Dr. Julia King, who's a professor of anthropology at St. Mary's College, Doug Sanford, an archaeologist emeritus from University of Mary Washington there in Fredericksburg, Katie Shepard from Virginia State Parks, and Dr. Lauren McMillan from Virginia State Parks. They're going to be out talking about things in our community, things in our area. And I think that's the most exciting part, right? Rather than I love hearing about exciting archaeological finds around the world or about historical finds around the world, but really learning about our local community and our regional community and the things that have been found and are going on here and are adding to our, you know, cumulative knowledge about our history.
And a lot is going on. That's, I think, the exciting thing about this. Sometimes things happen and we don't know about it.
That's absolutely right. And so this is the way to get, you know, plug in, right? Put your plug in the socket, find out like what is happening now, right? So that you don't have to wait 5 to 10 years to read about it in some sort of, you know, USA Today or something like that.
Yeah.
But really, you know, this is like you have an opportunity to sit and learn from the people who are doing it. And again, not in any kind of like heavy academic format, but, you know, 20-minute public presentation about like, look, here's what we found. Here's what we think. Here's what we hope to do. Here's how we hope to discover more. So I think, you know, what a way to spend a Saturday. That's going to be 1 to 4 at Stratford, also in the council house. And, you know, we only ask that you go online and register so that we know that you're coming. And, yeah, that's the weekend. And it's a pretty exciting schedule of events, I think.
Yes, the whole Virginia 250 and the Northern Neck 250. I think that I look forward to the next year, the next couple of years. There really are going to be some exciting programs, not only statewide, but in the region, and especially to put a spotlight on the Northern Neck, because sometimes it gets left out.
Listen, it's the cradle of the country. There's no question, right? The incubator that gave rise to the United States, it gave rise to independence. I mean, we've got the Lees, we've got the Washingtons, we've got the Monroes. So, you know, it's time for people to really, and, you know, a lot of folks probably are going to be sitting at home on Saturday, or, you know, they don't want to come. They think they know about all this stuff already. I tell you what, there's always more to learn. And some of these, you know, I've had a peek behind the curtain, so I kind of know what's coming at the panel presentations on Saturday. I can tell you, they'll be surprised by some of the things that they hear on Saturday if they turn up, and that's going to be exciting. And that doesn't have to do just with, you know, the founders. It also has to do, we're going to be talking about indigenous history of the area, as well as history pertaining to enslaved peoples in the Northern Neck. So, I mean, we've got it all, man. We've got it all.
It isn't, and the Northern Neck isn't far from this area, from the Fredericksburg area. It's easy to get to, and there really is. I think that there, over the next few years, we're all going to be wowed by a lot of these programs that we're going to, you know, Stratford Hall and others are going to be producing.
Yeah, you know, and quite frankly, we here in the Northern Neck tend to think of Fredericksburg as kind of part of us, kind of an honorary part
of us. Oh yeah,
it's not that far, you know. And what I would love to see over the next year is heavy traffic between Fredericksburg and the Northern Neck going in both directions, so that we're kind of encouraging each other and supporting each other in our commemoration of this, you know, tremendous anniversary that we've got coming up.
So if people need more information, just go to stratfordhall.org.
Go to stratfordhall.org. We've got the entire schedule of events there. You can also register for a box lunch if you want to sit and have a box lunch on site in between the tours and the panel presentations on Saturday. But listen, if you can't make Saturday, at least come to Friday evening's lecture, 6:30, John Ragosta, learning how to deal with dissent. Learning to deal with dissent. That's what we all need to do. So let's come together and take some lessons from John and from Patrick Henry.
That's you take a look at some of these discussions, and that one is just perfect for right now, because
you know what, I love it, Ted, because the amazing thing is, like, you know, we tend to mythologize the past. Obviously, we turn back and we think all of these guys were kind of pulling in the same direction. They were all united, all, you know, harmonious of mind and all of that, harmonious of spirit. In fact, some of these people were, feuding founders would be a great title for another symposium down the road, right? You had people at each other's throats in many cases, but to a certain extent, pulling in the same direction on a couple different issues. But there was a lot of dissent. There was a lot of disagreement, a lot of conflict. And, you know, I think the lesson that we might learn from Patrick Henry about, you know, what do you do when you find yourself in the political minority and you know, you have deep convictions about this kind of thing, but the majority are pulling in the other direction. What do you do then? I think there are lessons to be learned from our founders in that respect, not just the lesson of getting behind the same cause, right, independence, but also, you know, dealing with harder issues, more complicated issues.
Right.
Anyway, that's Friday evening, 6:30. Don't miss it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because we don't tend to, we forget that some of the founding fathers, I mean, they despised each other.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, I work, you know, at Stratford, which is home of the Lees, and the Lees had significant conflicts with people who, you know, we tend today to think as you know, the big wigs in the founding, including Thomas Jefferson, including Benjamin Franklin. There were significant conflicts between the Lees and those two folks. But, you know, and there were significant alliances. And so, you know, you can talk about the alliances, but it's also important to talk about the disagreements and how they dealt with those. Well, how did they manage to deal, right, with some of these complicated issues that were facing them at the time? You know, and by the way, let's you know, today when we have conflicts, we have a lot of stuff behind us, right? We have the Constitution. We have, you know, in many cases, we're talking about a country that was, you know, fledgling. It was a baby. It was an infant. And, you know, they were in some ways working without a net when they were having these disagreements. So figuring out how, you know, some perhaps the personal attitude, the philosophical attitude to adopt when you deal with folks who disagree with you and are in the majority.
StratfordHall.org. A lot of good stuff. Thanks.
Absolutely, Ted.